This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
Craig Evans, I'm from Telford and I'm on course week one on plumbing for Train for Trade Skills.
So Craig, what were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
I was operations manager for a carrier courier company.
How long have you been doing that job for then?
It's actually over 17 years.
So you're training to be a plumber then?
Yep.
Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
Yeah, I was getting very stressful in the job I was doing and I wanted a career change, and it's something I'd looked into before but never followed it up, and I saw the Train for Trade Skills advertised and I just went for it from there and just carried on from there really.
Have you been doing any... So let's talk about your practical training then.
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
Brilliant, very good.
What do you think of the tutors?
Very good, very knowledgeable of the subject that he's doing at the moment. Yeah, we did some soldering yesterday. We're doing some pipe bending today, and just to look at him, we can see he's very, very good at everything he's doing.
Let's talk about the theory side of the course. Let's move on to that. How are you finding the theory work?
Yeah, well, I finished all my theory. Well, I wasn't under the impression that I could do so much of my theory and then get booked on the courses. So I've done all my theory, now I'm booking myself onto the courses.
With the theory work, have you got any sort of specific ways or any sort of little studying tips that you do that you found have worked really well for you?
No, not really, no. I sort of learn more by sort of doing rather than reading and taking it all in. You know, I like to see it being done and learn that way. People learn different ways, don't they? So that's sort of my way of learning.
When you were studying doing all the theory work, did you use the virtual reality software?
I did, yes, yeah.
What did you think of that? Did that help you out?
Yeah, once you got used to it, yes, it did, yes. It was quite good, yeah.
So, Craig, what are your plans then, once you finish your course, once you've got your qualification, what do you plan to do in the future?
My plan for the future would be to work with alongside a plumber first for a couple of years, you know, build a lot of experience up, and then before I sort of ventured out onto a self-employed side. I haven't really thought about too much about, you know, the self-employed at the moment. The main aim is to go and work alongside a plumber and, you know, gain some experience doing that first.
For the people listening and someone who wants to take up plumbing or take up a trade or something, what would you say to them?
I would just say coming on this course is never sort of too late. If you want to change your career or something, you know, if you're stressed doing something, you know, just think about what you'd like to do, get a trade under your belt or something, then I would seriously think about one of these courses, definitely, yeah.
That's great, Craig. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.